Hi. So for those of you that don't know me, my name's Sean, and I am the lead developer on the Kalpa desktop, which is an immutable KDE-based desktop. I am currently on the OpenSUSE board. Obviously, I'm doing the Kalpa desktop thing. The LXQT maintainers are on both OpenSUSE and Fedora, but one of the maintainers. I'm not the only one. I've actually never worked in IT or development. I have no training. I've not been to school. My background's actually in construction and mining equipment. That's where my career was. So everything that I have been doing in open source software for the last 30-ish years has been on a hobby basis. So what is the Kalpa desktop? I'm using the micro OS transactional and atomic based setup, much like Aon does, offering the KDE Plasma desktop, FlatHub as the primary application source. And I don't like using the term minimal because that means so many different things to different people. I'm calling it a curated default installation. Making some opinionated choices about what's in the default. And what use case is this? It's a desktop and or a workstation. That's all it's for. Our system, as opposed to Fedora Atomic, is more flexible for different use cases as a desktop or a workstation. Rolling release, just like Aon is, so you know your software stays fresh. We're tracking tumbleweed just like Aon does. And we're running fully automatic updates. There shouldn't be any good reason that anybody needs to manually update a Kalpa desktop. I say that, but it could happen. When it comes to the applications, order of preference, Flatpak, DistroBox, transactional update allows you to do the traditional RPM installation of things that don't fit into those first two installation methods. And I have a short demonstration here. Assuming this doesn't blow up in my face, because that never happens. So, basic SDDM, KDE, and this has never been logged into, so this is you're actually seeing the current first boot experience. So I do install with a fairly limited package selection. I'm including Falcon from RPM, just in case something goes wrong. You've got a web browser. Console is coming from RPM, so you've got a terminal. Kate is there in case you need a text editor. But beyond that, I'm not really including much software. Because I'll be completely honest, I don't know how you use your machine. It could be completely different than mine. You might like different applications. It's up to you to figure that out. So everything that all your flat packs are generally handled through Discover, which should open up here shortly. You can still install flat packs via the command line if you want to. It's just like you using them on Tumbleweed. Okay, it's going to be slow, so we'll just skip that part. And one of the things that people often ask is about the traditional RPM installations, which... It's as simple as I'm just picking Alacrity because it's relatively small. Assuming the network plays nice. So generally speaking, if you are pulling from the OSS or non-OSS repos, it's going to work fine and everything's going to be good. I do not support Pacman because it just introduces way too much instability into the system and will cause updates to fail when things get out of sync. So basically you've got that, and then you've also got Dristrobox, just like on Aeon. It's just gonna pull the container down. Hopefully. It hasn't blown up yet. And Calpa is using the same container that Richard put together. I don't see any particular need to reinvent the wheel. His container is perfectly fine. I do all of my packaging for Fedora and for Tumbleweed in their own containers, and it works fine. If you were doing work for Arch or Debian or whatever, you can spin up a distro box and do whatever neat work you need to do, and the tooling works fine in all the testing I've done. So I just wanted to show that. It looks like KDE. The KDE experience you're getting is the same that you'll get on Tumbleweed. I alter very little. So that's sort of just a little bit of demo I wanted to do. So back to my, so who am I making this for? I'm making it for people. And I'm leaving that nebulous for a reason. Where I would like to get this to is for somebody you just want to set this in front of for an appliance-like thing where they need a web browser, you should be able to do that and never have to touch the command line. Or if you are a developer, through the use of like DistroBox, you have all of the ability and the flexibility to do what you need to do. Transactional update allows you, if you're, I don't have hardware to test on, I don't know how well the NVIDIA drivers get along with this. I honestly don't, because I haven't tested it. But if you've got strange driver requirements, or a lot of the VPN providers, they provide an RPM, that you can install that. You're not locked into creating an image upstream, pumping into a registry, and then having to pull it down like you do with something like BootC or RPM OS Tree. So, you know, who might not want to use this? If you want a super highly customizable system, or if you want to run multiple desktops, it's probably not for you. If you want a multi-purpose machine where you're running servers and your desktop and everything else, again, probably not the best choice. Tumbleweed is there and it's not going anywhere. If you're just not into the whole container-based workflow, I don't know what to tell you. Tumbleweed is there, Leap is still there. And, you know, last but not least, people that just don't like KDE, and that's okay. If you like other desktops, that's good for you. So where am I at today? I've been using this day-to-day for about 3 years now. The number of actual failures I've had that weren't self-inflicted in the development process is 2. I have no idea how many people are using it. That's why I have just, you know, dozens of folks. I am currently still a subproduct of MicroOS as far as the installation goes. You grab the MicroOS ISO, and I'm an option in the installer. So where am I going? I'm trying to get to beta. I was hoping to be able to announce that here at the conference. A few things got in my way, and I wasn't able to get it done. So what am I still needing to get to beta? I need to be my own standalone product before I make that that announcement, which does require a new installer. I am working with the Agama developers to get it working with Agama. I am looking at Calamari's as an option, and I'm also looking at Tick. Agama is probably going to happen faster than anything else, but I don't know that it's going to be my end place where it ends up at. Some other things that need to happen, some further user experience work and refinements. There's still a few things that you kind of have to tweak in the command line to get certain things done. And I need to develop the graphical tools to do those things. FlatHub has a number of options like Container and BoxBuddy for managing your distro boxes. I'm not fully happy with them, but they're perfectly fine pieces of software. Branding work, I mean, as you can see in my demo, because I haven't fixed it, I've still got the Geeko there on Kicker instead of the Calpa logo. I just haven't gotten that fixed yet. And I, you know, more than anything else, I need more people using it and reporting issues. I can only test what I know to test. So beyond beta, where I would like to get to, these first two are a couple things that I'm just waiting on upstream for. KDE has forked SDDM and they're creating Plasma Login Manager, which should be very similar to GDM if you've ever used the GNOME platform that has all the integrations with the Plasma Desktop. They are also working on KDE Initial System Setup, which is very much like GNOME Initial System, or GNOME Initial Setup. Currently, with the Yast-based installer, I am not doing FDE by default. That's something you have to opt into. I think I would like to get there. The work Richard has done on Tick has made that basically a no-brainer if I go that direction. And much like was talked about in the Aon talk, an option for a factory reset or a power wash to get your system back to a baseline known state. Much like Aon, I'm not currently doing any Calpa-specific OpenQA testing. I'm just sort of relying on the existing tumbleweed tests. The one that using Yast or Agama does is there is currently an ARM version of Calpa that you can install. It's not well supported. I need interested developers that if they want this to be a thing on ARM. It does install and work right now. I can't guarantee it's going to be a great experience. I would say it's pre-alpha at best. So, you know, how can people get involved in this? Install it and use it. I prefer to see people doing it on real hardware instead of in VMs because testing in a VM is great, but it's not the be-all and end-all. I want bug reports. Please send them. If you run into something, even if it's just a feature request, like can you include this package in the default install, I'm more than welcome or more than interested in having those and considering them. And then I do need still need help with documentation and translation. I have the calpadesktop.org website where I'm sort of centralizing all the documentation. Good, bad, or otherwise, I only speak and read English fluently, so it is what it is. I do have somebody that's helping me doing Spanish translations. I'm more than happy to accept help for any other localization for the documentation. So that's the end of my presentation for right now. You can go to any three of these places. The Calpa forum is actually just a redirect of the OpenSUSE forums to the Calpa section. I do have a Matrix channel that I'm fairly active in, and the website contains most of the documentation at this point. So if anybody has any questions, please ask. Well, I burned through that pretty quick. Hi, David.
So I asked Richard earlier what his plans were for customizations, and I'm going to ask this question again. Where can people find the community to talk about what this looks like in the future and how you plan to build it as a
The best place to find that is going to be the Matrix channel. And currently, my development roadmap is on code.opensusa.org under the Calpa project. That is another place to contact me. You can file issues there for non-bug related stuff.
And then, just out of curiosity, are you carrying Emacs?
No. I don't use Emacs.
More of a statement than a question. I have a big problem with Calpa desktop because I cannot report any bugs. I've been running it in production for like 2 years now, and it just works there. I think you're understating how stable this is already. It works. It works because it is based on the stability that Tumbleweed has and the KDE desktop has on OpenSUSE. It just works. I haven't found anything that is not working. So, hats off.
Well, thank you. Really well done. Interesting side note, I actually had a user in the Matrix channel report what I consider a bug this morning, but they never actually filed a bug report. So,
from my side, I haven't found anything that is not working, and it is actually caused by Calpa.
Yeah.
I mean, if a bug is in Tumbleweed, it's in all of the derivatives. But
yeah, and
it's working fine. So
that absolutely is one of the upsides to building like this. I'm able to build on top of all the heavy lifting that Tumbleweed does. And it's been wonderful in that respect. I haven't had any major, I change very little from the default Tumbleweed configs. So I benefit from that greatly.
Apart from the obvious, which is GNOME and KDE, how different is Calpa from Aeon?
From Aeon?
Yes.
The best way I can put it at the moment is I'm about a year behind where Aeon currently sits from a development perspective. For a few reasons, some of it being stuff just doesn't exist in upstream where it does in GNOME, like the initial system setup. Some of it being some underlying stuff. There's some weirdness with mounting network shares in Dolphin that I'm still trying to sort out. It's working fine for me at the moment.
But you follow the direction. You don't have any. You don't have any other different choices that you want to make than AI.
Not at present.
Other than the desktop.
I'm not marching in lockstep to what Aeon's doing. Obviously, I'm looking at different installers than Aeon is currently going with for a couple of reasons, which may turn out not to be good ones. I'm still exploring those options. I like the thought of being able to use Agama, which sort of aligns with the rest of the OpenSUSE projects, but it at present doesn't do all of the things that Tick does right out of the box. The best way I can put it is Calpa is currently treating Aeon like an upstream for the things that make sense. I talk to Richard fairly regularly about things. We don't agree on everything, but we don't have to agree on everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's no more questions. Okay, if there's no other questions, I will get off stage, and I think it's lunchtime.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
During lunchtime, there'll be another virtual talk happening, so...